So this was recorded on January 20th, earlier today.
Here's what I want to do. There's a lot of footage and video of the big meeting of Hillary capitulating to Trump. I would like you to give us a blow-by-blow of what went on, how medicated was she was. What did Bill have to do? Was she crying before she went? Give us a fucking porno, totally almost obscene.
First, you're talking about for the inauguration portion?
Yeah, what went on before, how she was medicated? Expose the whole process.
She wasn't coming. She wasn't coming. The Parkinson's has actually gotten a lot worse. She's trying to cover it, and see, she can't protect herself anymore. That's why she wears those stupid pants suits, because it kind of girds her up a little bit better. But you can sit and look at her head and watch her head bobbling around, and she just can't really contain her head anymore. It's quite shaky. And any time that she walks by herself, there's always another set of people holding her up, propping her. You can watch her going after the luncheon and then sitting where she stares kind of aimlessly. Like during the inauguration, she was sitting there. She was looking at people, but she wasn't seeing them. She was staring at them, but not seeing them. And then they put other people around her setting it up. She was very, very heavily medicated, very medicated. But she was able to stand, and she was able to function with people watching, like going down those steps when she was coming in. She liked this, like an automated. So then the luncheon went pretty good. She held up because she got some food to help sort of break down the medication just a little bit, but it was pretty tough. And then she didn't have anything to drink on all those toasts, because if she'd had something to drink, it would have been on like Donkey Kong. It would have been smuggly. So she didn't do that. She did it with water, which is probably bad taste to toast with water, but she did it anyway. It's fine. Then you turn back around, and then when she was walking out, you could see she was just about on her last leg. She was in a little Mark. It's a Lincoln MKX car. That's what they were driving in, and they had to help her in the car. You can see that on video. There was that kind of heavy-set, portly woman helping her get in the car, like trying to make sure she can make it. She was way ahead of Bill Clinton, because Bill Clinton was trying to be normal, and she had to get to the car immediately so she could get some medicine.
Hillary had to get there. Or the fat lady or Hillary?
Yes. Hillary and the fat lady. Now,
yeah, they walked ahead of Bill.
She was not going. Yeah, she wasn't going. She wasn't going. She wasn't going. She wasn't going. Then she decided she had to go. The big thing is the only way she could hold her head up and not really get prosecuted, because 300 more emails fell out of the FBI this week. 300 new emails fell, not from WikiLeaks, from the FBI this week. It's nasty. So she had to come back and then get all tapped, because President Obamanation did not pardon her for everything she's ever done. So now she's on the hook, and he wouldn't pardon her. Because she's who caused all this problem. She cost Barack Hussein, whatever his fucking abomination name is, his legacy. Single-handedly,
yeah.
She cost him that. And he's not happy. He's not a partner. He's made prosecutor. Then, well, he can't even do that anymore. But anyway, so now she's got to chum up to Trump to see if he can not go after her. So they show up, and he makes a big to-do to even acknowledge her. But he wouldn't shake her hand in front of the podium. Because everybody on the screen, everybody up there was saying, and even in the parade was saying, lock her up. So, anyway, she decided, she sends out a tweet. She says, well, I really wouldn't come, but the sitting president, my husband, one of them, always has to go to the inauguration if they're able to at all. Everybody always does. Even and poor Jimmy Carter, talk about ascension. He got you little product, Bob. He's doing all right. It cured his head cancer, and he's older than W. I mean, not W, Herbert Walter Bush,
yeah.
And he ain't laying in the damn intensive care in Houston to get away from Lynn Cheney and her little Halliburton world.
That's what George Bush Sr. is avoiding troubles coming from Lynn at him, toward him.
Yes.
Are they out to assassinate him? Are they out to assassinate him, or with other matters?
Oh, no. He's gone. He went against him and Barbara went against the John, the Trumpster.
Oh, okay, for that, yes. But what has Lynn got on the bushes?
Oh, she's got all the dirt. Why were they in Houston, Bob? They don't live in Houston.
Well, where does Lynn live? You know, tell us something there. What, Lynn lives
Lynn
in
Lynn lives in Jackson. Lynn lives in Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Okay, so why is he in Houston? You got something
Nobody
to do with
Lynn? Fucking knows. Nobody fucking knows.
Well, is it got something to do with Lynn?
It's a Methodist. No, it's a Methodist hospital, but that's where Halliburton is, and that's where Compass Bank is. And that's the only Methodist hospital in the world, in Houston.
Right, so you're saying that you're saying that Bush is not ill. He's hiding.
Yes, he is ill. He's on death. He's in intensive care with a very specific type of pneumonia, and the pneumococcal is very bad.
And what about Barbara? She's got a similar problem?
Well, she just had bronchitis, but they put her in the hospital, too. It got worse. Now she feels 1,000% better, but she's still in the hospital.
Yeah, so, but Lynn...
Meanwhile, Jimmy and Rosalynn Carter look better than Hillary, and they're 90, they're 1,000 years old already.
and they're on our products.
They are. They certainly are.
Right. Now, so the... So Lynn Cheney is a threat to the son, President Bush Jr., if she's got the secrets.
Well, maybe. But see, it's all unraveling pretty quickly. They don't have a connection with Donald J. Trump. Okay.
So that's Lynn Cheney doesn't have a connection either?
That's correct. But what happens, she's got dirt on the bushes. If they were the superpower, they're no longer the power. Donald Trump's fixing to get rid of everything. Everything. Who is Rick Perry, Bob?
He's a senator or something, maybe governor of Texas.
Governor of Texas. And he's been appointed to one job on Donald Trump's campaign. Do you know what that position is?
Energy. Department of Energy and Resources.
The Energy Committee. Do you know what the Energy Committee is going to be? It's like the FAA of, the FDA of medicine. He's been trying to get rid of them for years because they fuck up Texas's money, oil money.
Right.
He wanted to get rid of it. Well, now he just so happened that conveniently now he's over it. What do you think the chances of that making it at all are? He's going to take it all away. And that
What's that mean? He's over it. He runs
he's
it.
He's in charge.
Is that why Bush is feeling ill?
With his gas. Yes, because now guess what? The price of pussy just went to nothing, Bob.
Yeah.
Now there's going to be no regulation. Now Halliburton's not going to make money selling their pumps because nobody's going to buy their pumps. They don't have to have no special fittings. They don't have the EPA approved, blah, 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 blah. Now every jackleg with an auger can go digging for oil. They can frack the fucking fracker, frick fracker, any way they want to frack it. That fracker is frickin' fracking. It's frick fracking. So, and that's going to hurt Compass Bank because they're holding debentures for Halliburton. That's another conversation. You didn't ask about all that. We were talking about Hillary Rotten Clinton, so it got you all the way over there. But anyway.
Can I broadcast the Bush stuff we just did?
Listen to it again and see if you feel it. If it churns your heart wrongly, then don't. But if it don't, you will anyway, so whatever.
Yeah. Okay, back to Hillary. So she wasn't going to go because the Parkinson started
to play
up.
But she tweeted because she had to go because of the other things we just told you. Because she's got byline now, none. So she had to go, otherwise she's going to jail.
Right,
so
but
she perked up and says, I'm going to the inauguration to support democracy. And so,
right.
Then she goes in a white damn pantsuit to inauguration. Silliest thing we ever seen.
Right. She could not, she might have gone 2 weeks ago, but her Parkinson was flaring up, so that's why she didn't want to go, because of the Parkinson, but then she realized she had to
Correct.
Go. And what's wrong with the pantsuit?
She had to go. It's the reason she's doing it is because she has an incontinence problem, Bob.
Oh, okay. All right, there's that. And then there's the, you say she looked around and couldn't see anybody at the table. at the luncheon table, wherever it was.
She would stare at him. She would, like, any look at, she had this stare like she was trying to see something. She was like, when you need your glasses to see something, you don't have your glasses on, you're looking but you can't see it. If someone looks at you like, crazy fucker, you can't see anything. What are you staring at? You can't see anything. There you go. It's just like that.
Right, but that's due to the medication.
Man, her palsy. Yeah.
And her palsy, a whole bunch of problems. Okay, so...
not good.
What is she... Okay, the thing is over. She went back home. What's she doing right now?
Drinking.
Is she complaining about it? Does she even care anymore?
No, she's drunk. She don't care. She didn't care before. She's just drunk.
Right, and she has to stay drunk because she worries about what Trump will do to her on the legal issues.
Basically, and it makes the pain go away, Bob.
Right. Now,
this is for Carolyn. 10 Ativan and a half a gallon of Jack Daniels makes for a very good day.
Now, Bill Clinton, you said, is insane. He doesn't understand what's going on?
No. Yeah, he doesn't even care. He doesn't care. He's just moving on down the line. He doesn't know. You know, he really is a non sequitur. He doesn't care. We don't know if his trouble is ignorance or apathy. We don't know and we don't care.
But things are going okay for him in his indifference?
Not really. No, because he's sick, too.
He's sick, right. Okay, so what's the next thought? So Hillary, the photos they show on, I think it's a British paper, Daily Mail, that Drudge brings up, she looks rather peeved. Is that a misinterpretation of her blankness, or she is pissed off, or the photograph picks up what she really is?
She's very, very distressed.
Distressed. Is that the word you said?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
What does Chelsea make of all this?
When are you going to die and give me the damn money? Give me the money.
Right. When...
Because now, guess what? The Clinton Foundation is gone because there's no place to do play no more.
So the money started to diminish.
Yeah. Did you get the link to the colored music collection, Bob?
Now, just a minute now. So if this was a House of Cards TV show, it would have shown Bill and Hillary going to the inaugural in their limousine or whatever, and they would have been saying some interesting, you know, scandalous things. Was there any kind of that kind of interesting script that House of Cards would do happening between Bill and Hillary on the way to the place, to the inaugural?
Yeah, terrible.
No, they were mumbling to each other.
Spitting nails.
Yeah, they were saying, this is shit, this is fine, we have to do this, this is so terrible, that kind of talk.
Yeah, it's like, it's ridiculous. He sits up there, and he just gives another campaign speech. He doesn't bring the country together. He's just trying to make another speech of how he's going to do everything, and he's going to correct everything, and he's going to straighten everything. And no one's done anything since fucking Herbert goddamn Hoover's done anything for his country until he walks up here. And now he's going to run here and shame everybody into doing what he's going to do, and he's going to blow their shit up if they don't. Well, we're going to make good deals, so that's not going to work. And then all of a sudden, they're watching the entire world morph into this thing that says, oh, my God. Oh, McDonnell Douglas, they won't buy our airplanes, they won't buy our jet engines, they won't buy our Lockheed Martin, they won't buy our stuff if we don't do it. Oh, my God, they found out it was $4 billion, they didn't know if it was one or two planes for that much money. He's kind of like, fuck that shit. This is why you're fucking $20 trillion in debt. You're spending money like a drunk on sailor. Stop it. You're not going to do this no more. You're not doing it no more. Stop it. We don't need that. We have Air Force One. We don't need no more Air Force One. Like the beast, to sit there, the beast, the car that protects him. Okay, it's protecting, that's fine. But you don't need to spend $1 billion on a fucking Cadillac.
Right. Now, you're the company was saying, oh, no, they're not going to buy from Lockheed. Lockheed was saying that stuff you said a minute ago.
Yeah, They were. And then they renegotiated. They called before the inauguration. They called President Trump, and they said, President Trump, we need to work this out. Don't fuck this up for us. We're dying here. We're trying to make America great again. We'll only sell to you if you'll buy from us. Ah, that's the news. Don't you think the Ayatollah Khomeini wouldn't buy from them? They'd sell you to them, to the damn Saudi Arabians if they'd pay them for you, Bob. They'd sell you for that. They're terrible. So now the conversation is, we're going to reduce them out. We're going to reduce the price. We're going to make a good deal. And it's going to be America first.
All right.
America first.
Now, does Trump spend much time in the White House over the next few months?
Yeah, you kind of have to, Bob. You didn't have a choice.
So was he in the Trump Tower because he had to worry about assassination or violence inflicted
on
him?
No, he likes it. He built it. He built it, and he likes it. He likes it.
But he will stay in the White House.
Until they tear it down.
And that's an agenda he has, to redesign it.
It's scheduled for a teardown, Bob. It's terrible. Terrible.
And that'll be his way.
It's falling down. The termites have eaten it up, and it's a metal building.
Right. So that'll be the reason, the excuse for him to go back to the Trump Tower, because it's being rebuilt.
Yeah, until he gets there. He'll have to hang around a little bit and show it up. But then, now, and see, this is where it comes in. Obama Nation told everybody that this is not a period, this is a comma. And this is what future in the lyrics is talking about when he talks about the fucked up some commas for you, Bill, for your Obama Nation.
Yeah, what is the fucked up comma? What did Obama say is the fucked up comma?
Obama said this is not a period, this is a comma. It's not over. It's not the end of the sentence for Obama. It's a comma. It's gonna be continued on. And that's where future, the lyrics are, it's fucked up some commas.
Right, so you're saying Obama is going to stay in Washington and fight Trump. Is that what you're saying?
Every step of the way. Every step of the way. Until he is smoked.
Have any presidents fought like those two are going to fight? Or has anybody went after the new president like Obama's going to do ever before in American history?
Yeah. Bonnie Raitt did when she was giving him something to talk about, Bob.
No, she wasn't president. Who was a former president that went after the new president, like you're saying Obama's going to go after Trump?
Lyndon Johnson, after Kennedy.
He went after Nixon?
Kennedy, Bob.
Okay, but Johnson wasn't president. We're talking about someone who's
after
a president. Like
he was
Truman.
The president. Johnson, yes, he was. Lady Bird Johnson's husband was the president.
Yeah, yeah. After. I'm talking about, yeah, did Robert Kennedy go after...
But he did.
Come on now. Did Robert Kennedy go after Lyndon Johnson when Johnson became president?
No. Was that the way around?
That's what I'm talking about. Obama was president. Now, he's going to stay around Washington, hassle the new president. Did any former
he's
president hassle
to.
The... What?
Taft did.
Against Harding?
Taft. Yes, Warren Harding.
Yeah, and Harding ended up killed in 1923, I think. We're talking about... All right. Okay, so then now take Michelle Obama. They have a picture of her sleeping at the inaugural or something, her eyes closed, but... What did she go through today before she got there? Did they commiserate like the House of Cards couple?
She had to sit there with the Trumpster and serve them tea and crumpets. It was terrible.
When did she do that? Before the inauguration?
Before the inauguration, yeah. When they got out from the Blair House, they walked across the street and they had to say that was there where he got the codes, the final codes,
right,
to blow the shit up. And so they had to be served tea and crumpets, and they went together to the inauguration.
Did they talk?
Obama and yeah, they did. It's not that bad. It wasn't that bad.
Right. It wasn't like Hollywood would show Michelle serving Donald, and then she'd go into the back room and complain to her aide but what an asshole he was. That's
right.
What Hollywood show House Cards. She didn't do that. She just remained civil. What are the Obamas doing now? After the...
They're landed in Palm Springs, and they're fucking.
They still get off on each other.
No, it's just something to do.
All right, but the point is, so they left. They're not going to whatever balls are on tonight.
No, they're gone. They're out.
Right. Well.
You're talking about Obama and Michelle.
Yes. They're not traditional
for the spring.
Yeah, it's not traditional for the outgoing president to go to the new president's inaugural ceremonies.
No, they don't go. That's right. That's right.
Okay. All right. So, Carol,
if Hillary had won, then yes, they would have stayed and participated if they're in the same party.
You mean the Obamas would have hung out with? Yeah, right.
With Hillary.
Right, same party. Okay, let's see how long we can put in some questions here. Hey, Carol, start participating. Are you going to gain weight? Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's all about your question. It's never about anything I'm bringing up. My questions affect your fucking reality. Another finger. I'll report every finger I had from now on. That's two fingers I just got. Okay, in the last 5 minutes. So I on the... are the Democrats as a party going to become a contender by 2018?
No, it'll take them 37. It'll take them add 37 years to this date, and that's when they'll be a contender again.
So they're going. So the Green Party and the third parties will be more involved, more powerful, more support than the Democratic Party.
There'll be no party. There's no party
against Trump.
Against anything. Yeah.
The Democrats acting silly and whatever they don't look too presidential. Because they know they're kaput for many years, that they are not going to get any popular support?
It's over, Bob. Yeah, it's over.
Right. So
they're crying about it, but it's over.
So the Constitutional Convention will be the solidification or the ratification of the fact Trump is now emperor and can do what he wants, and that'll look pretty good. The results he get over the next 7 years or six, four, 3 years, he'll be emperor, and people will say, what's the point running an old campaign against him? Is that what's
going to happen? Well, that's what you said. So, yep,
I did.
That's it.
I caused
it.
Yeah.
You did say it. So nothing we can do. Carolyn, there was nothing we could do. Nothing we could do.
Yeah,
Bob,
I know. We know
it's
that.
Okay. Put
stop
that on Bob.
Whining.
And that bullshit.
Stop whining.
It's not whining. We're saying there's nothing we could do.
All right. Did the Russians hack the emails and interfere with the American election?
No.
It's a total exaggeration, and Julian is saying he knows that he didn't get information from them, and he's telling the truth.
A dodge.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he's trying to get his ass pardoned. He's trying to get his ass pardoned, too.
Oh, he may be lying a little bit?
No, he's trying to get his ass pardoned, too. But he didn't get it from the Russians. The Russians can't even run their fucking country. How are they going to hack somebody's Gmail account? That was Podesta. Everybody in Jerusalem had his. Hell, we had his damn user account name and password for Pete's sake. Bunch of bullshit. Everybody had it. Well, we got it. Everybody's got it. That's the simplest thing in the damn world for Pete's sake. So, yeah, no.
So, there's been basically a Cold War between Russia and the United States for 70 years.
No, they're most certainly not. There most certainly is not. They're fixing to become our greatest and finest ally in the world.
Right. No, I haven't got to that point. So there's been the Cold War. The Pentagon's made trillions from it. Is the Cold War, like it limped on for the last 20 years after the wall went down. The Pentagon's still worried about Russia. Is that completely gone now and no more business for the Pentagon on that war paranoia level?
Yeah. It's going to be moved to Lake Geneva.
That's Switzerland. What's going to be moved to there? The war? Pentagon business?
Pentagon business. In a microcosm.
Right. But you said that Trump, I think you said Trump's going to build up the military. It's going to be a very strong, good military.
But that has nothing to do with, that has nothing to do with the Pentagon, Bob.
Oh. It has something to do with the Project Paperclip guys or 418 group or me?
You call that constitutional convention and give us a ring, Bob. We'll tell you all about it.
So are there people in the Pentagon who are tired of the old profile the Pentagon has and they're trying to make a new, better Pentagon that Trump would like?
You'll see. You'll see.
All right. Okay, so when...
What would you ask? You got one more good question, Bob.
I do have a good one. I'll just tell you first, we're going to ask a bit about Ginny's mother next time because you brought that up but then didn't get gone into. In passing, you said it's Ginny, I think.
Okay.